Next patient is Hilary Araujo, and that is H-I-L-A-R-Y, Hilary. Araujo is A-R-A-U-J-O. Hilary Araujo, A-R-A-U-J-O. Hilary is H-I-L-A-R-Y, H as in house, H-I-L-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 9/1/43. Date of visit is 1/20/23. Please make a copy for Jose Burgos. Jose, J-O-S-E, Burgos, B-U-R-G-O-S. Next paragraph. Mr. President Ellis, this is a 79-year-old male with a history of end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis every other day. Was hospitalized. In December 22 with shortness of breath and exacerbation of CHF. The patient was hypoxic. He had been on dialysis. He was treated for hyperglycemia and was placed on oxygen via nasal cannula and has been sent home on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula. The patient presently denies any chest pains, but has shortness of breath with exertion and has some leg edema, but denies any calf muscle pains. He does experience cough with mild sputum production and denies hemoptysis, night sweats, fevers, chills. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history of diabetes mellitus type 2, history of hypertension, and he has had an end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis, and also has a history of diastolic CHF, mixed hyperlipidemia, and history of coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft times 2, and history of right carotid endarterectomy in 2017. He has been hypertensive for over 20 years. I'm sorry, over 25 years. Next paragraph. Allergies to codeine. Next paragraph. Habits the patient does not smoke. And denies any alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of a stroke. Mother died of an accident. Mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient had fatigue and some weight loss. And has cataracts, no glaucoma, has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, no urinary frequency burning or flank pains. He has eczema and dry skin, and he has shortness of breath, wheezing, and occasional cough. He has no abdominal pains, heartburn, no rectal bleeding, no diarrhea, constipation. He has no chest or jaw pain, but has leg swelling. And he has depression and anxiety. Yes, easy bruising, there's joint pains, muscle stiffness, there's no seizures, but has numbness of the extremities, and denies any memory loss. He has skin rash with itchiness. Next, medication list also included mirtazapine 15 milligrams, such as amlodipine 10 milligrams daily. Coreg 3.125 milligrams BID. Protonix 40 milligrams daily. Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily. And Renvela 800 milligrams, two tablets. Two tablets BID. Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, moderately overweight white male is in no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, icterus, but has 2 plus peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120 over 60. Pulse is 82, respirations 20, temps 978, weight is 182, saturation 89 on O2. HU India norms, phallic pupils react when equal. Sclera with clear throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supple no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and crackles at both lung bases. Heart, the absence of irregular, so an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, edema 2 plus with decreased peripheral pulses. No calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Is chronic dyspnea with a history of CHF. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. Number 4 is end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. Number 5, hypoxia. Number 6, bibasal atelectasis. Number 7, is depression. And next paragraph, plan the patient will continue with O2 at 2 liters. His chest x-ray shows evidence of CHF and small effusions, and he needs a follow-up chest x-ray. He will continue with dialysis every other day and hopefully clear some fluid. He was placed on a ventral and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies were ordered. And the patient will come back for a follow-up visit in approximately 3 weeks. He may benefit from the use of nebulizer with albuterol and ipratropium solution 3 times a day. I will see him in 3 weeks and make an addendum report. Thank you for this consultation. This is a copy of this for Jose, J-O-S-E, Burgos, B-U-R-G-O-S, M-D, from Palm Coast. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.